Got your hat on
Yo.
backwards, ready to
Yeah,
go.
dude. Because go time. Go
Game
time. I haven't
on.
worn my hat backwards for a while. It's been a while since I've
All
always have a
right.
little cant to it. That's what you gotta do.
Little tilt.
Yeah, no, it looks good with your hair
Does
flopping through it. Looks real.
Let me ask you this. Does your do your boys, are they all into the flat brim now? Like the flat brim baseball hats?
No, my daughter is rocking one, but
Yeah.
yeah, no. My kids don't
I
wear many, they don't really wear hats. Is your kid into
know.
that? Don't you love
Yeah,
that
we're
style?
he loves it. We're yeah,
Don't you
we're
love that style? Isn't that like your favorite?
no. No, I got, just trucker hat, just regular. But yeah, we got our we're starting baseball. And yeah, my 6-year-old's on the competitive team this year, and like we all got hats. I'm the assistant coach, and dude, they are like straight up flat brim.
I don't
And
get it. I don't get why it's a thing. This
it's a
maybe
thing,
just my
man.
age shining through, dude. But you shouldn't the hat also like, I mean, does it protect, does it keep the sun out of your eyes? Probably has a greater surface area. Do you guys leave the stickers on them too? Like that's like the style too. Leave the sticker on. Like that's
No,
so
but
cool.
like Wells is like, Dad, don't curve your hat. You gotta keep the flat brim. Like I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna curve it a little bit, buddy.
I'm gonna do my thing, boy. I'm gonna do my thing. Hey, I have a question for you. And this goes into just asking, which we're going to talk about. So my youngest is super duper stubborn. And yesterday at breakfast, so I'm making breakfast in the morning and usually it's like some kind of waffle or something. And dude's like, he was like, hey, or no, he was being grumpy and he was like, syrup. And
Say what?
I said, and I say, like, my kids always, like, I will literally do nothing for them, any of them, without them saying, and their friends too, and it drives them crazy, without them saying please or thank you, right? Like, just normal stuff. And so I'll normally say, what's that? What's that? And I'll just keep saying, what's that? And then my kids get it. But then the other kids who come to our house, they don't get it. And so, like, my kids have to be like, dude, you got to say please. So I kept saying, what's that? Dude, my son would not, he was so stubborn, he would not say please. He would not ask in the way that he knows is the right way to ask. And so what I started doing, I started like floating the syrup in front of his face. I'm like, oh, do you want some syrup? And he got so mad. He's crying. I'm like, hey, who does anybody want some syrup? I don't know. Does it just, but he wouldn't do it. And so I put it down. I'm like, I'm not going to serve you, dude. And then his mom's sitting there and he looks at her and she's like, do you want some syrup, sweetie? And he like
Of
did the same
course.
thing. I'm like, you better not, you better not. And she said, say please. He goes, please. And so she gave it to him. But I'm like, dude, if you just, it's the power of asking, man. Like if you just ask, you can get most anything is my thought.
Dude, I was thinking of something very similar. My daughter, she's in third grade, and she has homework now on a regular basis, and we try to knock out our homework on, or she tries to knock out our homework on the weekends. So she, because we have a bunch of school activities during the week, and she'll get stuck on a problem, and she starts this like whiny thing. She's just like, and she'll like make these noises, right? And like I know exactly what she wants. I know exactly what she's having trouble with, and I'm like, is there a problem? You got something going on? What's up? She's like, like, are you having trouble with your homework? Do you need help? She's like, I'm like, it drives me bonkers, dude. I'm like, can you just,
Drives me crazy.
how about you just ask? You just use your words, use your big girl voice and ask, and I'd be happy to help you with your math homework. But I don't think we're too far off, right? Like, I don't think as adults we're too far off. I don't think we like to ask for help much either. It's an interesting concept. Our partner Stephen did a little bit on it in the manifesto, issue 10, and I thought it was fantastic. But I think we have a hard time asking for help. I don't know why.
Well, and to add more, I guess to add more oomph to it, the section of the manifesto, he included a video, and the video is of Steve Jobs, right? Like an extremely accomplished dude, Apple, like everybody knows Steve Jobs, right? And he was telling a story, and I would encourage everybody to it's like a minute 40 or something. It's not very long. But he was just telling a story about how he asked for help. And then he identified the primary reason people go that they don't move from dreamers to like doers, from dreamers to doing something. The primary reason for that was they don't ask for help. And he highlighted a situation where he reached out, asked for help, like picked up a phone book, called the number. I think it was Hewitt or something, I don't remember. But he got a job out of it, and he loved the job, and he was moving towards where he ultimately would become, Steve Jobs, right? That we know him as. But the point was, and then I started thinking about it, I'm like, dude, how many guys do I know that run a successful real estate businesses and have a fund? Like, we know dudes that have, funds 100 times bigger than our fund, right? Like massive hundreds of millions of dollar funds. We know guys that run highly successful masterminds and all these things. And like, I was just sitting there, I'm like, why haven't I like gone through and just been like, hey, I'd love to have you on the podcast, have a coffee, whatever. And I would just love to ask you questions. Like, what's the resistance to that? It's so easy. And I honestly can't identify. It's not anything outside of my personality. There's just something about asking for help that is so fascinating that we're just like, no. I'm gonna, maybe it's like this American, like pull myself up by my bootstraps, which
Do it on
is
my own.
do it on my own. Cause if it's to be, it's up to me. And like all these silly, stupid things. Cause the guys that have figured it out and the gals that have figured it out and they go talk to those folks. I think Steve Jobs' point was like, nobody has ever not wanted to help me. Nobody's ever hung up the phone on me. Nobody's ever been like, don't ever call me again. He's like, no, it's always the opposite of that. And the people that figure that out, they're the Apple CEOs of the world, right? Like they're the people that hit that jet fuel button and they're on to the next level. And so it was just a fascinating thing. And then when I look at my kids, because my kids do the same moany groany thing and drives me absolutely bonkers. I'm just like, and then when you do it, like it drives me bonkers. Like Stu's like, oh, I need help with this thingy. But like in all seriousness, it just usually it's not really an issue. And it's something that requires no extra moaning and groaning. And it would just be immediate, like, hey dad, can I have some French fries? Sure. Like we'll stop on the way home or
Please.
whatever, right? It's usually that simple. Like it's usually just something super dumb. And if you just ask and get out of the way, then you get the reward, which is awesome.
Yeah, dude. I mean, think about it. Every time that someone has asked you for help, like in real estate or in our businesses or podcasting,
No, I don't know. I don't know.
you say no.
Yeah, I
Like
say no. I said, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
you're kind of a turd.
That's true. No, never, dude. Like people love talking about this. So if you call someone, you're like, hey, I admire what you're doing. Like it's super awesome. I'd love to hear more about that. I mean, most people are gonna be like, yeah, let me tell you about me. And not bad. It's just kind of a natural, like most people's favorite subject is themselves. Like it just, and not in a bad way, right? Like, and so most people will help you out.
Just ask, man. Just ask.
Just ask. And maybe I'll give you some syrup for your waffles when you come over.
Syrup's good.
Me trying to make my kid cry, I think that's another real talk episode that I need to work through.
Yeah,
Because
we need to talk about that.
I kind of laughed when he was crying. I laughed.
We got some,
Got some issues. Yeah.
parenting
Hey, go ask.
struggles.
If you got a big problem, step one, identify that problem, is a huge step to be self-aware enough to know what your problem is. Step two, go find somebody and ask them, hey, how'd you deal with this? Whatever it is, from faith to marriage to business, like somebody has done it before. I promise you're not that special. Somebody's done it before and somebody has done it much more successfully than you're currently doing it. And you might as well just ask. Might as well just ask. Giddy up.
Boom. See ya.
See ya.